Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, a place where we share everything you need to know about restoring your metabolism so you can eat more, train less, and lose weight in a healthy and sustainable way.
I'm Kitty Bloopfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturae, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I have Max Trombley on the podcast. Welcome, Max.
Hello. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited.
I'm so excited too. We just had a really good chat. It's like with all the podcast guests, I end up chatting to them for like all the fucking time of the podcast. They're like, fuck, we've got no time to actually record the podcast.
But it's great.
Max is a bit of a random, well, maybe not random because people would have been listening to the podcast and I've been slowly sharing about my own journey and working with my amazing friend and coach, Greta, who's been on the podcast multiple times. And Max is someone that she really admires, and she admires his mentor. And he, I feel, coaches on a lot of the same stuff as she does, but perhaps more from a men's perspective.
Awesome.
And I'm just loving listening to him so far, and I'm going to get him to tell a bit about his background and his story. But I just felt inspired to have him on the podcast because we typically work with women who come to us with, you know, they've gained weight, they've got hormonal issues, you know, health issues, they're just feeling shit basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, after doing this work myself, well, I'm still in the fucking process of it, you know, I wouldn't say I am a master
by any bloody means,
but, you know, it's just I've had so many revelations and I feel that this, you know, we look after the body, but then there's the mind and the emotions and living in alignment. And when you are like,
absolutely,
when you are living out of, I've just realized like I was living out of alignment and there was all of this shit in my past. And exactly. I am very consistent. Like I do the fucking nutrition. I lift the weights. I get the sunshine. I do everything.
Yeah.
But then I was not sleeping, you know, and just all these issues were coming up for me. And once I started to work on this emotional stuff, I was like, wow, everything else is just getting so much easier and just feels better. So I feel that a lot of women would probably struggle with this if they're like, totally. I've got all the information, you know, I'm in your programs, I know how to eat the food, but why do I keep sabotaging myself? Why do I, you know, what are these blocks? So anyway, I just wanted to get Max on to just, you know, just have a man's perspective because all of us have a husband or a partner or, well, some women are gay and they might have a female partner, but same shit, you know?
Yeah, it's the same stuff.
same
dynamics.
We're all human. Yeah. So Max, maybe just tell the listeners a bit more about who you are and your journey and how, like what you do.
Sure. Yeah. Well, first of all, my name is Max. It's Max Trombley. I am a husband. I'm a father. I have 2 young kids, a 9-year-old son. I got a 3-year-old daughter. They're incredible. I have had a wild life. You know, I grew up, I lost my mom when I was young. I was in the punk rock scene. I was a musician for a long time. I ended up becoming an artist. I was a photographer for quite a bit of my life. And around a decade ago, I was married and I was a 10-year marriage. I was just shy of the end of it. And I'll explain that in a second. I was in this moment where I had achieved a lot of goals that I was after, but something was catastrophically wrong and I didn't know what it was. And so I learned a couple things. I learned how to meditate and I learned how to breathe correctly. And between those two things, I started to really feel my feelings and understand, oh, what's going on insert, like what is my mind doing? What are my emotions doing? And at the time I was in a relationship with a woman that had a pretty difficult mental illness and I was feeling like completely decimated and depleted in life. Like I just felt like I wasn't depressed, but I didn't want to live. Like it was a very strange thing. Like I wasn't suicidal, but I was definitely like, I don't want to do this anymore. I had just bought a beautiful farm in the countryside, rolling hills. It was like every dream come true. And yet I didn't want to continue living. And I was like, something's wrong. Something's really wrong. And so I really looked at it and I was like, what's actually going on in my life? And I realized my relationship was totally fucked and I didn't feel safe in it. There was emotional abuse that I didn't even realize that's what it was. And I was living out of alignment with my true expression in my heart. I was basically just depleted as a human being. So I started getting together with men. I created a men's circle. I just started talking about stuff. And then I just got clear. I was like, you know what? I need to leave this relationship. I need to start with a clean slate and I need to start from a place of who am I and what am I here to do? So the single most important thing I did in my life was I got out of that relationship. I filed for divorce. And then I gave myself 6 months to do nothing, no dating, no sex, no anything in the relational space and just work through that grief And what came up for me was it wasn't just the grief of my marriage that I had just ended. It was the grief from my mother when I was 16, you know, 20 years before. It was the grief of not being loved. And it was just this, I felt alone, and like all this stuff started coming up. And when that was coming through me as I was grieving, I just realized like, wow, I have completely sabotaged and abandoned myself. And so the next thing I did was, okay, what do I need to really feel resilient and capable of creating life? And I realized, number one, I was lacking joy and fun. So I just started having a lot of fun. There was a bunch of different ways I did it. You know, I had Burning Man and a couple different burns. I built a bunch of art. Like, I created really incredible artworks and did like lots of fun stuff. I traveled a bunch. But also just in my daily way of being, I just shifted away from being this like tired, fatigued, depressed person. And I just got out there and started having fun. So I live in New Orleans, Louisiana. And any of your listeners that are, oh, it's New Orleans. It's a pretty well-known city. It's like full of life, like music. There's all sorts of stuff going on. So during this grieving period, you know, I'd wake up and I would, you know, cry if I had to cry, feel the darkness, feel whatever. But then also I'd go out and I'd go listen to music and I'd go meet people and I'd have fun with it. I don't know if you've ever seen, have you seen that, the movie Catch Me If You Can, where the guy these, okay. So for like 6 months, I would go to these bars and people would be like, so what do you do? And I would make up these elaborate stories, but I wouldn't say exactly what I did. Like an example would be like, you know, I'm a navigation pilot on small aircraft out of South America. And they'd be like, wait, what do you mean? And I'd be like, I don't really know. Actually, I just navigate these planes. And they're like, who's on the planes? I'm like, it's just agricultural stuff, you know, and they're thinking like, is this dude a cocaine smuggler? And really, I'm just telling a story where I'm avoiding telling them the truth because it's hilarious to me. So like there was other stories, like I convinced a whole group of women that were in their 40s that I was a you know, partner for hire, and basically like, you know, high powered women hire me to spend weekends with them and make them, you know, give them a sense of love. And so all these women are like, wait, are you serious? And I had to break that one because one woman leaned in at one point and she was like, how much do you cost? And I was like, this is too far. And so I backed out of that one real quick. I was like, just kidding. My name is Max. I just am a guy. I live down the street. So anyway, but what I'm trying to get at here is I really leaned into like, how can I have fun with life? How can I create from a higher energetic possibility? And that was the thing that clicked everything for me. I realized, wow, my whole life I've been depressed, sad, afraid. I've been all the things except alive, joy, love. Like I was missing those things. And so I just made a commitment during that time that I was going to create a new version of my life from a place of resilience, joy, and love. And I crafted an incredible way of dating so that I could get through a dating process. I gave myself a year and I basically dated 20 people. Four of them I dated more than once. And I had a really efficient way of dialing in. First of all, what do I want? What am I looking for? And how do I know when she who shows up is capable of giving it to me? And I spent a year dating. I was a no to everybody until my wife popped up on the last day. I was getting off Tinder. It's an app here. I don't know if you have it.
Yeah,
there.
We've got it.
I'm sure it's global. I was getting off the app. It was the day she got on the app. So she pops up and I was like, oh shit. And we matched and that's it. I met her on April Fool's Day and we're married. We have two kids. It's amazing. So here's the thing that really counts. Once I met my wife, I just basically said, look, I want to create a relationship that's conscious, that's co-created. I want deep intimacy, deep connection. I want to play. I want to have fun. I want to do like the wildness that I'm interested in and, you know, sensuality and sex. And she was like, hell yeah, let's do it. And I was like, great. Okay. And so from that moment forward, I really got to, how do I create a foundation in relationship that inspires me to just all in with it and really go for it? And she does the same thing. And now what that has me, I live from a place of, I just feel good. Like I wake up and I'm like, you know, I have young kids. So by feel good, I mean like, what is that
really?
I feel
fucking tired, but I feel
I'm
happy.
I'm tired and my kids drive me crazy. But like, I've got a wife who loves me and I love her. And so even if the morning goes to shit, by the time we're both at work, like one of us is sending a text just being like, hey baby, I love you, you know? And
I love you.
I fucking love you. And it's like every single day we come back to this, no matter what's alive in our relationship, like everything could be hitting the fan and one of us would be hitting on the other. Like one of us would be like, you know what I mean? Like the house is on fire and I'm grabbing her ass on the way out. Like that's the kind of way we live. And so
the devotion to each other, like that real.
I mean, that's the thing. That's the juice in life. And that's the thing. Like people ask me like, why, what is it about my relationship that's so good? And it's one, I chose my wife. Yeah. I don't care how life is going. Like, I'm here to blow her life up with love. And she chooses me that way. And we do that. We live that out. And sure, like we have hard days, hard weeks, you know, she gave birth. There's a period after birth. That's just a wild moment of like, what the fuck are we doing? And how's this work? And you know, and how do you reclaim intimacy after a child just came out of a human being? Like that's a whole process. And, you know, you got to work through it. But like, you know, the number one thing that I realized is I get to decide what's true for me. And I get to decide that I'm here to love my wife. And what I have learned since is that the number one most important thing that we have to confront is what are our beliefs about ourselves? What are the emotional things that we are holding within? And how do we clean those up so that we're able to be like, hey, I'm here. I'm here to create love. Where are we going? What are we doing? You know, that's presence. And what most of us are doing is we're living in, you know, depression would be like fatigue from the past, or anxiety would be fear of the future. So like where we're living is not now. We're all living in these old wounds or future fears. And when we live in those places, we're out of alignment. Alignment comes when our life that we are living right now is created from a place of, I'm a fuck yes, and I love you. You know what I mean?
Oh, I just fucking love all of that so much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Great. Yeah. So anyway, so my story basically ends with this. That's where I live. I'm in that place. My wife and I love each other. Our kids are great. And I don't know. Fuck, that's where it's Tuesday, I guess, or Wednesday your time.
Oh, that's so good. You know, I feel, you know, just, I can feel it. It's an energy thing. Like I can feel it from you that you really like believe in that. And I love that too. Because like, obviously like life isn't always going to be like perfect, and
no, it's horrible,
be,
like all the time.
It's shit. It's got, but I like. I think when you're truly living in alignment, like I think about this with my business. I just fucking love our business. Like I love helping women. I feel so passionately about what we do and the transformations that we have. That even when it's a fucking shit show, or like stuff's really hard, or shit goes pear shaped, I know with everything in me that I am doing my soul's work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, totally.
Yeah, it just...
I have a crazy story. Can I share a crazy story with you today?
Yes.
This is so... This is the weirdest thing. Your listeners are going to think I'm making this up, but I'll send you a picture after to prove it. This is what life is like for me. So I have no idea what this is about. I live in a weird city, but this is really weird. Today at lunchtime, I was in between coaching calls. I had an hour. I drove to Whole Foods, which is like a retail... It's a grocery store that's like, you know, organic food here. Yeah. Halfway to Whole Foods... Someone threw a rock at my car and it smashed my windshield. And I was just driving and I was listening to some music, and all of a sudden my windshield smashed. And then I saw the rock slide down my windshield and I was like, what the fuck was that? And so I like drove past it, 'cause I was like, I don't want to be near whoever might've just done that. Like, I don't know what's going on. This is a city. There's crazy stuff here. And, so I drove past it and I pulled over and I picked up the rock, and I kid you not, I flipped it over, and like maybe a year ago, some kids painted little hearts and like put little jewels on this rock. So somebody was walking down the street, just picked up a rock. They were probably having a bad day, angry. I don't know. This is crazy stuff. And they chucked it and they hit my windshield and it smashed. And when I picked it up, I thought, this is fucking amazing. Like, how much does the universe want to remind me that love is everything? It's like literally throwing hearts and rocks that have hearts on them, like at my car. And I couldn't believe it. And then I was like, what do you fucking do now? Like, do I call the police and file a report? Like, I don't even care. Anyway, and then I went and got lunch. I got home and I was looking at the rock and I was like, this is hilarious. Like, what the hell? And I'll get my windshield replaced and whatever. But let me just point out why this is a relevant story. Life will throw rocks at your windshield, and you either get to go, ah, oh, like, what the fuck? And you get to be in fear, or you get to be like pissed, or you can go like, holy shit, there's a heart on a rock. Like, that's fucking amazing. Like, love really is all there is. And I'm just being reminded by it. And so, as absurd as this story might be, when things happen, can we resource ourselves in like, okay, whatever, it just is? Or do we go into this story around how like, oh, like everything's just trying to keep me down.
Get so angry.
And, so angry. And I don't really like, I don't see that anger is very impactful in a beneficial way to me. And so when things like that happen, I just go like, oh, what the fuck? What a weird moment. So anyway, that's really strange. I am going to prove it to you. I'm going to send you the picture from this thing, because it really did happen. I couldn't believe it.
I fucking believe you.
Yeah.
I believe
you. My kid got in my car after carpool. He's like, what happened to your window? I was like, dude, someone threw a rock covered in hearts at me. He's like, what? I handed him the rock. He's like, that's weird. And I was like, yeah, it's weird. Anyway, how was your day? So
that's
my day.
So crazy. Yeah. And I'm just trying to think about like how to ask you these questions. I've just got, because I've noted down some questions beside me. And I've sort of shifting what I want to ask from what you've said, just to try and make it relevant to people. But what I feel from you is that Like the reason that you are so happy is because you are just purpose.
Yeah.
Like you've got your fucking purpose. You're like, so
oh, I'm
like
dialed.
You love your work. Yeah.
I do.
You I'm fucking dialed. And
yeah.
Like choosing to be with this woman and
yeah.
this partnership and this, like you're living like in true alignment with your heart. So
yeah.
Is that a correct assumption?
Oh, you're 100% right. Yeah. Yeah. I fucking love what I do. I love my kids.
Yeah.
My wife is like the hottest woman in the world. I don't even know if that's true, but that's what I feel. I don't know. Like on the scale of like universal hotness, I don't care. She's like, I love her. She's awesome. Super fucking hot. Yeah. So I'm just living that life. And the thing is, I'm choosing to live that life. I'm choosing to decide, like I get to decide that my wife is the most amazing human in the world and that I'm here to love her and she's here to love me. Like I get to decide that and go all in and create it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it is.
And then my company. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the work that I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And helping other men.
I'm just on point. Yeah, yeah. I work with a lot of men. You know, I work with couples. I work with everybody. But anyway, you know, I'm about to take 75 guys out into the desert with John Wineland, the guy that's my mentor, and, you know, and help them come into a new relationship with their hearts, with their emotions, with their sexual energy, with like, how do I create from a place of deeper consciousness? And I mean, I do this every year. It's like, it's a real dream come true that I get to do this work for a living.
Yeah, that's so good.
So yes, you're right. Yeah. I'm aligned and my wife's on. It's great.
So
I'm just fucking around.
No, it's good. It's really good. I'm just looking at my notes.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do some questions.
Yeah. So like I'll put here like the role of relationships and how they affect a woman's ability to achieve their goals and dreams. So we talked about this briefly when we got on the call that
yes.
Like, I think once you, cause look, from my perspective, there's a lot of fucking dumb diets out there. And I know cause I got sucked into all of them and they're not sustainable. So what we teach women is sustainability and we eat carbs and we strength train and we don't fucking train 6 days a week. And once you've got all that information and you know how to do it, but you still like, I find a lot of women still keep self sabotaging,
of course.
You know, and they'll like have these explosions. And then when you talk to them, there's some deeper issues there around.
Yeah. Home life, like usually.
So maybe can you talk about how that.
Oh, 100%.
Talk about that.
I really believe that if your home life is dialed in, then you are nourished and resourced to create anything in your life. Yeah. You know, a good, healthy relationship at home in terms of emotional intimacy and connection, in terms of sexual intimacy and connection, and in terms of a compelling future that you both believe in. So like, what are we doing with our relationship? Like, you know, something that's exciting and that's compelling. Like I always talk to my wife about like, where are we going? What's coming soon? Like what's next? And I create exciting experiences for the two of us throughout, you know, our lives so that we just feel like, ah, we're in it together. And why this matters is because you spend the majority of your life in bed, first of all, because we sleep mostly. And then aside from that, I mean, it's not the, anyway, so it's like our bed, our relationships, and then the people we work with. That's what we're spending our time around. And you want those things to be good. You want to have a comfortable bed. You want to have a good love life. And you want to be working with people that are inspiring and exciting. If any of those are off, including your sleep or your home relationship, like the rest of your life is going to be poisoned by it because you're feeling, you know, your entire feeling body is affected by those basic core needs. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It makes
it's the same
so
with
much
food.
Sense.
If you eat shit food all the time, you're going to feel like shit. If your wife is yelling at you and hates you, like it's like you're going to feel like shit. If you don't sleep, you're going to feel like shit. So you got to dial in those things. And your home life is the one that everyone ignores. Like, it's funny. Like, I often wonder why psychologists don't say, like, what's the nature of your current relationship first? That's the first question. Because if you're in a horrible relationship where your partner is abusive, of course you're going to feel depressed and suicidal. You know, and it's like that person doesn't need pills. They need to get out of that relationship and move on and create a resilient life from a fuck yes, I believe in myself kind of model.
Yeah, yeah. I love that because Greta says that too. If it's not a fuck yes, it's a no.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You got, and most people don't even know what their fuck yeses are. So getting out of your normal patterns and habits and finding things that are exciting, like no matter where you live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense. And like, what about like if you're, so say they're coming into this program and they're making all of these changes, like what's the best way for them to communicate with their husband or their partner that they need support?
Yeah. That the relationship needs support or that the men need support?
Well, that the woman needs support in what she's doing. Like sometimes I find that the men aren't very supportive of the changes that they're making. So how do you communicate that to a man without,
I mean, Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I mean, communicating to men takes some effort because men are dense and often they don't understand what's actually going on at the energetic realm. You know what I mean? And so when you're like, I need support, they're like, cool, I love what you're doing. Is that enough? And it's like, shit, no. I mean, like, I need to be supported. Like, I need you to not leave bags of chips on the counter all the time. And I need you to not say like, hey, we're getting pizza again for the third night in a row. Like, you know what I mean? So here's the thing. If you're ever going to make a request of anybody, whether it's a man or a woman in relationship, like whatever your relationship dynamics are, you want to know what it is you're actually needing and how they can take action to fulfill that. If you can't give them the action steps, they actually don't know what to do. And so, you know, if I'm like, for example, like, let's say that I feel disconnected with my wife, like we've, you know, crazy week, kids have been sick, whatever. So we're disconnected. We haven't really been connecting or like intimacy or something, you know, instead of me just going like, oh, we're not having enough sex. What if I go like, baby, I really want to connect with you this evening. Can I set up a nice like cushion with candles in the back room and give you a massage, which would be creating connection, right? And so that's me inviting her into the thing that I need, which is I need to feel you. I need to feel our connection, our love. And so, you know, that's just an intimacy piece. But if it's around like diet or health or something, like if the support would be like, I really need us to make better choices with food, well, maybe you steward that forward yourself. Maybe you say like, hey, I'm going to make a plan for food for the week. Can you help me with like whatever parts you need help with? Ultimately, I always say the deeper practitioner of any desire is the one that has to lead the charge. And so if you're the one person in a relationship that's doing health related stuff, you sort of have to say like, this is what that looks like. And this is what we're going to do. Because if you're just like, hey, I want to eat healthier. Can you make that happen? Or can I get your support? Like your dude's like, I don't know what the fuck that even means. I thought we ate healthy. And it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? We need instructions.
You need to be clear.
Be really clear and action steps. Like men need to have action steps. Yeah. And if they're unwilling to do that, maybe you get your support somewhere else. Maybe you get your support. Maybe you create a little mastermind group with like three other people that are working out and you create a little message thread and you check in with each other. Like a lot of my support that I get for my relationship, I get from other men that are like good men that I can go to and be like, man, what do I do in this circumstance? And then they just remind me like, here's what you've done in the past, like, or here's where this reoccurring pattern's coming up. And so my wife supports me in love, but in a lot of my life, I also have other support spaces that are not my relationship. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. And what about how an unsafe relationship with a man could affect your physical body and capacity to lose weight?
Tremendously. So just at a core level, food is a coping mechanism that numbs us or has us feel okay in our body. Like when we eat, it's like, you know, dopamine goes wild. Like we feel good. And so if you're in a relationship that doesn't feel good, whether it's safe or whatever, unsafe, and like, you know, sometimes food is just a coping mechanism. So we're going to eat it. The other thing is if you're living in a relationship that feels terrible, like your body is, your metabolism is not going to work correctly. Your physical health is just going to go downhill. Like it's mental, physical, it's a connection. And so when we are in hard situations, especially if it's a home situation, I mean, there's all sorts of things that kick up aside from pharmaceuticals and drugs and other things like alcohol. You know, alcohol is a big one. A lot of people drink because they don't have to feel how difficult their fucking relationships are. And alcohol is going to fuck with your diet. It's going to fuck with your metabolism. And then the other thing is, just like comfort food eating, like eating food because you don't feel okay and you don't feel comfortable. Like that's a huge thing. So ultimately, that's why you want to dial in your relationship so that you can kind of have like, okay, I feel good. I feel good in my relationship. I'm doing things for my, you know, my body, et cetera. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
One more thing I'll say, and it's really interesting in case you have any masculine, like men, if there's any men that are listening to this podcast, men who are in unsafe relationships will often experience erectile dysfunction. So your body starts to actually shut down and it's not a permanent thing. Well, I've coached a bunch of men through this where they like got out of those relationships and started creating empowering relationships where they felt empowered and there was real love. And all of a sudden their functions came right back. And so I've seen time and time again that people that have these physiological things popping up, when you start to come into right alignment with love and resilience in life, they just disappear. They go away. It's like these like kind of weird things pop up because we are in misalignment in the core parts of our life.
Yeah. It just makes so much sense to me now.
Yeah.
After going through it all and like looking at these underlying, like why things trigger me so much and why I, you know, one thing I think that I've realized now is that I'm taking action from a place of alignment rather than fear.
Yeah.
To prove that I need to build this business because it makes me enough. but I want to build this business because I just want to help women.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it feels fucking exciting.
It feels good.
Yeah, it's exciting. Exactly. Every day I wake up and think, fuck yeah, like, what are we doing today? You know, who am I talking to today? Exactly. Who are we helping today? So, yeah, it makes sense. I don't know if we've already answered this question, but how if they're doing a lot of things right with nutrition and training, but they're still like struggling, or maybe they're doing some. Oh, no, I think we've probably answered that question already.
The answer is probably support. I mean, if you're doing most things right, but there's something still wrong, get the support you need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like find the people, like surround yourself with the people that are right aligned energetically and that's it. But yeah.
Yeah. And like, I guess if someone, how do you know you're out of alignment?
You feel like shit.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing with your life. You don't have a compelling future. Your relationship's dysfunctional and you don't like, you're not getting what you want, you know? And, you know, you're coping through things like excessive drinking or like, you know, numbing out, smoking weed. I don't know what the laws are down in your place, but like in America, marijuana is becoming legal everywhere. And it's just like, that's actually not a good thing. I'm like, everyone's fucked now. Everyone's just numb. You know, they're just like coping with their discordant, disease ridden relationships by getting even more fucked up. Yeah. And so I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, ask, how do you know if your relationship is misaligned? Ask yourself this question. Do you trust your partner to love you beautifully? And do you desire to love your partner beautifully? And if the answer is yes to both of those, you probably have a pretty aligned relationship. If you get confusion when you ask those questions, then something might be off.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I feel I think people, women will love this. And I think, so you work with women and men.
Yeah, I mean, I work with everybody, and I've worked with like 600 men over the past decade, and I started in men's work, but then some of these men were like, can you help me in relationship? And so I started coaching their relationships, and then some of the women were like, can I actually get coached by you? And so I started working with women. So I kind of work with everybody.
Yeah.
And I mainly work around the ideas of, you know, moving through challenging times and coming into alignment with self, or creating more intimacy in relationship, or how do I repair after something? So I have a couple clients that I've helped with, like, after an affair, how do we come back to love and connection? And, you know, and often, you know, a lot of people come to me because they're just trying to figure out if the relationship can work, because they're like, I don't know what the hell's going on. And so what I do is I empower people to become activated in their relationship so that they will either create right alignment in the relationship, or they will know that this person is not the right partner for you. And so I work in all these kind of different realms, and I utilize a lot of embodiment practice, a lot of breath practice, a lot of, you know, working with the mind, like how to control our thoughts and our thinking patterns, and you know, healing through the shit that we all as humans inherently deal with. It's like, you know,
this is just a random question based on something, because I was like, well, this is just popped into my mind.
Do you believe
that, you know, like, apart, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, and I'm definitely not saying that this is the right thing to do, but I cheated on my ex-husband, and I realized I was just too scared to leave. Like, I wanted him to leave me so that I could just, you know, and I did it twice.
Yeah.
But do you think that people, like, have you seen relationships repair after someone has cheated on their partner?
Yeah, they can. They can. Yeah. It just really depends. It depends on whether the thing about affairs is that they're it's not just about the person that cheated, it's about the dynamics within the relationship. And that's almost always true. And, you know, the real question after these things happen is, do both people desire to be with each other? And sometimes there's actually, like, the answer is no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I actually see this thing often where people do have an affair to just break the relationship because they don't have I don't know if it's courage or bravery to just say, like, I'm complete, I'm done, I'm not doing this anymore, and walk away. Like, instead of doing that, it's like they just, like, go and do some shit.
Yeah, you want the other person to say, this is over.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, I actually don't want to prescribe that all affairs happen for a very, like, it's not a same reason kind of thing. There's a million different possibilities. But usually it has to do with a lack of emotional connection and then a lack of sexual connection. That's the starting point. So when there's like a lack of emotional connection, someone's going to end up finding emotional connection somewhere else, and that's usually going to get into, like, okay, and then sexual connection ends up happening. But it's usually emotional connection first. That's usually the thing.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
makes a lot of sense. Yeah, well, that was fucking awesome. I enjoyed this chat so much.
Oh, I'm stoked. I'm stoked to be here. I mean, yeah. I have more time if you want. I got 10 more minutes. I don't know how long your podcasts are. If we're at the end, we're at the end.
Yeah, I've got 10. I'm just trying to think of any. Is there anything else that you feel like would be valuable or that you want to share?
I would be really excited if you could. Are you in Australia?
Yeah.
If you could get like a whole, if you could create a navy of Australians that just want to battle in the seas, I'll create a navy of Americans and we'll get those inflatable unicorns and we'll meet somewhere around Hawaii and we'll just duke it out and we'll get like, I don't know, you were on Survivor, so get your film crew to come out and film it. And it'll be like renegade navy battle between Australia and America. Cause you guys seem like you're pretty, like you think you're pretty badass, but we're Americans. So it'd be really cool if we could create like a big,
Let's
get at it. I'm trying to stir this up with the Canadians too. I want to do something at the border where like America versus Canada, like we have a real like, so yeah, I think that would be a really cool thing to explore. No, but the other thing that I really want to touch on that's actually more important, and pardon me, everything is hilarious in my life. I just find
But I love that. Love you because it's everything's fucking like, I was messaging Brett this morning and I was just like having a bit of a brain explosion going down the rabbit hole when you go down the rabbit hole. And then at the end, I was like, I just said to her, look, I managed not to be a cunt today. So that's a fucking win. You know what I mean? Like, we just have to laugh at me.
Exactly. Wow, I didn't fuck up my whole day. This is great.
I'm not going to die. You know, you just have to sometimes just try and make it funny because that's all you can fucking do.
That's why I brought up the story with the windshield and the rocks. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is this? This is ridiculous. Yeah, so anyway, here's the thing I'll say to anybody that's listening. It's really important to recognize that you have one life. Here we are. We're in our life and we have an opportunity to do things better than we have been doing them in the past. And when we do take that effort and we step forward with it, miracles can happen. I had an incredible shift in my life that went from difficult and hardship into the most exquisite experience of love, sex, connection. And I'm living in a place where I'm just like, life is inherently fucking awesome. And if you talked to me 10 years ago, I would have been like, I have no idea what the fuck's going on in life. Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm doing my best and I'm like barely hanging on. So I've arrived at a place that I think that everyone can arrive at if they really want to. And I think that it just comes down to radical self-responsibility, healing your wounds, getting clear what you believe and what your patterns of thought are, and then ultimately becoming self-empowered to create the life you're here to create. That's what I'm after. That's what I teach. And that's what I think everyone can do if they want to.
Oh, that's fucking so good. I just feel excited talking to you now because I believe that shit too. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, you fucking went on a show to show the world how fucking badass you are.
I don't even know why I went on the show. It's just like they approached me on Instagram and I was like, oh, fuck it. Like,
Something
made
whatever.
Me do it. I don't know. I was like, this will just be.
I love that you did. I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it, but I just saw that you were on it. And I mean, like, that's pretty badass. You're a survivor.
Well, I'd never even watched it before myself.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Was so it cool? I was just like, what was it like? How long were you out there? Were you?
Well, I can't say. Actually, I could say now because this podcast will get released after it finishes, but I was out there.
Oh, it's happening now. You're on the current Survivor that's happening?
Current Survivor. So we shot it in July and then came back and then everything just fucking went pear-shaped, but for good reason. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like Greta's like, the gift. And like, if this didn't happen, it was the catalyst for everything to change.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Amazing.
And
that's great. I love that.
It is, and it's true, even though it's been, like, sometimes I've just thought, fuck, like, cried so much and just thought, what the fuck? You know, like, you're just like, so this is so hard and it's so painful and it's, like, facing these parts of yourself and realizing that you've been doing these things for so long and you're like, this isn't how I want to live and just it's really it's fucking hard work.
Yeah,
it's hard, but it's good. Like, it's getting better. It's not like it's like, oh my God, this is, but it's just, you know, sometimes you feel like you've just been fucking slapped in the face like so many fucking times, but you keep coming back.
I got young kids. That's like every day for me.
Yeah. But for some reason, because you know, like, once you open, you, like, I say to this to Greta all the time, like, once your eyes are opened and you realize you've been living in this fog, you can't go back.
Yep.
You have to keep going forward.
I know. Once you know, you know. And now you get to work with it. And I really, but also, fucking how awesome can life be once you actually can take responsibility? I don't have any of the old beliefs that I had. One of the things I said to someone recently was I take full responsibility for the quality of my life. And why that's important is because now I'm free to create what I desire. I don't wait for anyone else to make my life good. I just make it good. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I want her to fix it, or I want her to show up and love me, or like, when is she going to decide to create intimacy? And it's like, what if you just say, fuck that, and I'm here to create it. I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah,
it's really empowering. A lot of freedom when you decide you're responsible. So.
And you do. You feel like in the times that with Greta, I've gone like, I'm a victim. But then you get back to, I can take ownership of this. What can I do? How can I show? It's empowering. You feel empowered again. Yeah. You don't feel like it's helpless.
Yeah, totally. And it is important to allow that part of you that feels like a victim to kind of move through your body so you can go, oh, why is life always going to knock me down?
I radically fucking accept.
Fuck. It's so hard. Yeah. And then you go, all right, man, it's Tuesday. It's time to get my taxes done. Yeah.
Let's get my shit together and keep going.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cool. Well, it's been great. So I loved having a conversation with you. You're a delight, even if you're Australian.
I'm going to get a message going now and be like, Max is everything that you thought he would be. He's awesome. Said to me too? She's like, you said, I'd really just love to because she's so good at just talking like this, like just the riff back and forth. She's like, I'd love to just do something with Max. I said, well, why don't I get you both on the podcast together? You want to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
is she Australian too?
No, she's American.
Oh, you're in trouble.
She's
in trouble.
She's the best. She's
yeah, that's great. That's
the
great.
Best. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let's do it. I would gladly jump on with her. I mean, and also, like, if any of your listeners are listening, if you guys have questions that you would love to have come up in a podcast around love, life, relationships, sex, and how these things affect our health and well-being, send a message and let's bring it up on another podcast because this stuff is real.
It is real. It is real. Yeah. It's so good. Okay, well, I'm going to get off and send a group message to the two of you because I'm the sort of person like you, like, just so if I could take action. You know, I'm like, we're doing this.
Let's go.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I'm going to should I drop the links in the show notes to like your Instagram, your website?
Sure. Yeah. So I mean, anyone that's interested, it's Max Trombly. That's MaxTrombly. And that's on Instagram. That's on TikTok. And that's really it. I mean, I have a website, ashiftinbeing.com. You can put that on there too.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. And as always, take a screenshot of the episode, share it on Instagram stories, tag me at Kitty Blomfield. KittyBlomfield, and each month I pick a winner and they get a tub of Saturay premium collagen. And Max, I just can't fucking wait to get you back on the podcast with Greta.
Yeah,
I'm sure she'll be so excited. Thanks so much.
Yeah, tell her I'm excited.
I will. She'll love it. Yeah. She'll love it.